Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Margot. This is Saturday evening, March 11th, 2017, and it was 6 years ago today that the Fukushima disaster happened. So our show tonight is going to be about that. I've been thinking about, I wanted to do something today for a show, but I didn't know exactly what to do, and I wrote out some of my thoughts. And I call it Prayer for Mother Earth. And I'm going to read that at the end. It's not quite a prayer. I mean, not quite a poem. It's kind of prose poetry. It's just some of my thoughts. And it's how I feel. And, you know, Fukushima is probably the worst disaster that we've had, and it is an extinction level event, and scientists and different people are starting to realize that. And the cores did blow up, they did detonate. Dana Durnford has done the most research in this, and he puts on a show 5 days a week on the internet about it. And he's the guy that went out on his boat and has been all the way up and down the coastline, west coast of like Canada and United States, basically North America, and has seen the destruction and the devastation just from the radiation in the water, where it's come over all the way from Japan. And, you know, there's a big mass of stuff that's come over. It's washing up on the coast. But basically, the whole Pacific Ocean is dead. Any of the sea life that's still alive is mutated. It's dying because there's no food for them to eat. And it's all poison from the radiation. And the water over there just keeps running. And the cores are melting down to the center of the earth. It will get into the water table over there. But besides that, it's already polluted the ocean. The Pacific Ocean is pretty much dead. And I'm sure, I live in Reno, Nevada, and I'm sure that the rain and snow that we're getting is hot from the radiation, because Fukushima had a huge spike about a month ago, when this one reactor core, they couldn't find it, and now there's a big hole where it's burned down through the base. And anyway, all this new radiation has been coming out, and it's come over, and we've had a lot of rain and snow, and I think some of my health problems are from long-term radiation exposure. I'm doing what I can to mitigate it, but in the long run, there's nothing we can do to fix it. There's nothing we can do. And it's bigger than us. And like, we don't have enough problems already. I mean, with all the other disasters, things going on, and the flooding going on around the world, the chemtrails, the nanobots, I mean, it's a whole laundry list of things. We're toast. We are done. The human race and all the species on the planet, I think, are pretty much done. So, I know people don't want to hear this, and but I feel like we're living in a hospice situation, and it's just a matter of time. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, and how soon, how quick, and like, people, you know, long-term radiation exposure, you get cancers, you get heart problems, you get all these different things, but mainly cancer, because the DNA breaks down and can't duplicate the way it's supposed to. And that takes years for it to really show up. And then when children are born, they're born with birth defects and things like that. So, I mean, all you have to do is look at all the depleted uranium we've used in against the countries that we bombed, and, you know, been going to war with in the last few years, and just look at some of the pictures on that. You know, they're very grotesque, but this is what's coming down. This is what's coming down, and the earth is dying, and we are dying, and the food will not be here. We will not be able to grow the food that we need. The water will be radiated. The air will be radiated. The soil is radiated, along with all the other stuff that they're doing. So unless there's some kind of divine intervention or ET intervention, I don't see things turning around. I mean, yeah, there can always be a miracle, but I think we are in the end times, and things are happening, and they're going to get happening faster and faster, and we're going to have more and more disasters. We're going to have more and more of these earth changes and severe climate changes and shifts in our weather and all different kinds of things. And so it's just something we've got to deal with until we're not here. And some of the things that I've really been thinking about is, how are we going to deal with this? How are we going to live our lives? And are people just going to get greedy and try to kill each other for their food? That will probably happen. Try to kill each other for what they've got stored up. Or I watched a movie recently. It was very disturbing. It was called Hard Rain, and it was based on a town that where the dam broke. There was a dam. It was kind of like the Orville situation, the Orville Dam. In fact, well, it hasn't broken yet, but, you know, there's been some flooding and stuff. But in this movie, the dam actually broke. And this whole town flooded out, and it flooded out down around it and stuff. And so it showed, like, the people who had survived, who hadn't evacuated, they were still in the town, and the sheriff was there and his group, and he turned bad, and, you know, they had all these boats and were going around down the streets on the boats and things, and there was an armored car. There were these guys that were getting the last money out of the banks, so that the banks wouldn't get robbed, and they had like $3 million in the armored car. And so these bad guys wanted the money, and Morgan Freeman was heading up the bad guys, and then he was doing stuff and accidentally, like, saved some people, and then they were like, well, thanks for saving me. He said, no, it's just for the money. And they ended up, you know, chasing each other around town in the boats and shooting and killing each other and stuff for all, just for the money. And so here it is, this huge disaster. People are losing their lives. I mean, it was just like walls of water that were coming and filling up the homes and filling up the streets and everything. And so what are they doing? Instead of being compassionate and helping each other, they were shooting and killing each other for the money. And so I'm afraid that it's going to be like that unless people get a philosophical and spiritual attitude about facing the end and realizing that we weren't promised to live forever anyway in these physical bodies. And who would want to? I mean, our bodies break down, and who would want to live forever? I mean, I would get bored. It's going to turn into, if anything is here, it's going to be robots, and it's going to be transhumanism, and it's going to be a bunch of cyborgs and controlled robots, and the few humans that are left are going to be all bored up with them, going to be assimilated. And I'm telling you, I don't want to live like that. I'd rather be dead. There are worse things than dying. Definitely worse things than dying. So these are some things that I'd like for people to think about. These are not easy topics to think about. Nobody wants to. And what gets me is, you know, we've got so much coming down, and it's so obvious to me that there's so much wrong, and we can't fix it. We can't fix it. First of all, the powers that are in control and that are doing the chemtrailing and doing all this other stuff, we don't even know who's doing it exactly. And so if you don't know who's doing it, how can you fight against it? Really, how can you fight against it? And like with Fukushima, how can they stop that water running and running over those fuel rods the cords, is they can't even get it. And all the robots keep dying. They send new robots in, they last a couple of hours. So how do they think, even with all the radiation, that's going to happen? I mean, Fukushima is just the first one. And I had a kind of aha moment. I was watching one of Dana Durnford's shows, and he was saying that all the nuclear reactor plants, like, they're only built, like, the infrastructure in those nuclear reactors are only built to last about 40 or 50 years. And then you got to go in and do maintenance, and you got to put in new infrastructure. So what does that tell you? You know, if those cores last, you know, tens of thousands of years, and the radiation lasts for, you know, tens of thousands of years or hundreds of thousands of years, and then your infrastructure is failing in 40 or 50 years, and they're not doing anything to fix it, and they can't really go in and fix it. You know, how are you going to put in a new infrastructure around all these cores and everything? How are you going to do that? You know, this was not planned out. This was not planned out, and I think this was satanically controlled. I think this was a huge idea from Satan and from the bad guys. And, you know, we went along with it. We sold out and went along with it, thinking it would be a good thing. At least the controllers did that, and then here we are, and we're doing what the plan is. So it made me have a real aha moment and realize that in 40 or 50 years, all these 465 nuclear reactors all around the planet, which are all on coastlines because they have to be near water because they have to be cooled, that as those are all going to go, and a bunch of them are leaking. It takes 40 or 50 years to decommission them if they go bad, if they can't, you can't do anything anymore. So the life of the nuclear plant, so by the time it starts falling apart, it's going to take another 40 or 50 years to decommission it, so it's going to fall apart and blow up in the meantime. So it's a built disaster. They knew it was going to fail. Whoever figured this out in the beginning knew it was going to fail. It was built to fail. And so if we have electrical problems, and one of the things will be, you know, in the future, we won't have electricity. There will be no grid. Possibly, if there's an EMP or nuclear war or something, first thing that's going to go is those nuclear reactors, because they have to have electricity to pump the water to keep them cooled. Those are going to go. So, you know, Fukushima is just the beginning. We're the walking dead. We just don't know it. And people are trying to act like it's not there, and it's the elephant in the room. And we need to think about this. And I think if people think about this and realize, you know, time is short. How do you want to spend the last couple of years of your life? Do you want to spend it running around being mind controlled and not knowing what's going on and fighting with people? And do politics matter? War doesn't matter. I mean, really nothing matters when you think about the fact that we have such a short amount of time. And the die-off is going to start. The die-off is going to start soon. And it's going to start in the poorer countries, because there won't be food. Yeah, the weather patterns have already changed, and to the point where we won't be able to grow enough food to eat. And so food prices are going to go up. And if you don't have the money for food, you're going to starve. That's the first thing that's going to happen. So there's no way getting out of this. And even if you do save up food, how long is it going to last? It won't last forever. It won't. And, you know, the guys are going into the underground bunkers, and they're building the underground cities and stuff. But what for? To prolong their death? And if the earth really starts shaking and quaking, those underground things can be all smushed. They can all be gone, like, in seconds. And then they've got to come out sooner or later. They got to come out sooner or later. And if the world is all radiated, what kind of life are they going to have? So those are just my thoughts. So now that I've led up to that, I'm going to read what I wrote. It's called Prayer for Mother Earth. It's not quite a poem. It's not quite prose. It's something in between. It's just my thoughts. Prayer for Mother Earth. My heart is heavy with uncried tears for all your pain through all the years. Time is short, yes, people dawdle. distracted by meaningless chatter. The sadness, my constant companion, I now realize is my communion with you. I used to fret, knowing something was wrong, yet not knowing what to do. I'm now resigned to our fate. No one said we'd make it out alive anyway. The powers that rule are cold and cruel. They never knew your soul. Even if there were time, we could not be rid of the unseen, unknown rulers. How can we fight the enemy when we're blind, deaf, and dumb? I'm sorry for your suffering. Thank you for your sacrifices you've made for us. Thank you for your service, your loving and caring heart. When it's time to go, wrap us in your arms and take us home with you. We are the walking dead, just waiting and hoping it will be short and swift. Dear Father, Mother, God, Creator of this beautiful world, forgive us. We knew not what we did. We were controlled, deceived, and manipulated. Please give us the heart and compassion we need to make it through till the end. The end. And this is Margot. It's March 11th, 2017, 6 years after the Fukushima disaster. So I'm going to go ahead and sign off there. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and spiritual empathic healer. I've been helping people get unplugged from implants, the matrix, getting them restored with their divine connection, helping them on their spiritual walk. And I believe that this is the most important thing that we get on a spiritual path. If you haven't gotten right with Jesus, get right with Jesus. Get right with Jesus. It's time's up. Time is up, and we don't have much longer. And this is a battle. This is a battle for the souls, and it's coming down. The lines have been drawn. So thank you for listening, and until next time, take care, be well, and God bless. Goodbye.